you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can catch us here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. here on 970 a.m. on your radio dial, as well as streaming live via the internet at true-church.org. We're going to go straight to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 12, we talked about it last week. I'm going to start off by reading that one more time. It says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh in all. And then he goes on to list the gifts. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit, he says, wisdom, knowledge of the same Spirit, faith, healings, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, divers tongues, another interpretation of tongues. So these are all the things that are going to work in a ministry to perfect the gift of God and bring forth a better understanding of God and a better way for us to live. Of course, when we're dealing with carnal churches and carnal men and men that set up churches for their own self-pleasure or to be worshiped or set themselves up to be revered, then these gifts aren't in operation. Understand, you can always tell when a church is made up like that because you won't see the gifts of God in operation because God is not going to share his glory with any man. He's not going to sit in the sideline and let you be lifted up and made large and then God, you know, somewhere on the side of what you're doing. No. God is going to either be lifted up or God is not going to be there. So unless you exalt him, he said, if I be lifted up in the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Men will not be drawn unto God unless he be lifted up. If God is not being lifted up, guess what? People are drawn to talent. This is why we see churches now full of people and no Spirit of the Lord there. Why? Because people are drawn toward the talent. It's good music there. It's good singing. You know, there's this atmosphere of excellence and everything, but there's no true word. Sometimes the word is there, but the word is catering to the emotions of the people. It's catering to the desires of the people rather than the desires of God. That is why you see thousands and thousands of people, homosexuals and lesbians and all kinds of people coming week after week and fellowshipping in this building. And the Spirit of the Lord is not there. Why are the people there? Because the Bible said in the end, they would heap upon themselves teachers having itching ears. In other words, putting people in position that's going to say what they want to hear. It's not going to go against their agenda. It's not going to go against what they want. So understand the difference between talent and gifts is very important, even when you're choosing a church, because if the pastor is just talented, then you're going to be drawn to talent. The danger all over this world that we're experiencing right now at the body of Christ is that when men have talent and people are drawn to the talent, people are drawn emotionally. When people are drawn emotionally to talent, people become fans. And when they become a fan of the leader, like I always say, they become a follower. Fans are true followers, not a follower of Christ, but a follower of the leader. Then they begin to lust and revere the leader. Then they want to be sexually involved with the leader. Then they're having spiritual sex at first. And then here come the women, here come the men. Here come the fornication, the adultery. Here comes the homosexuality. All of these things that begin to plague men that have set themselves up with fan bases. Whenever you have a fan base, people are going to come after you. They're not coming after the God in you. They're coming after you. But when you're lifted up because of your talent, you draw people to you. We have to know the difference between a gift and a talent to even understand what I just said. The power of God has to come upon you for a gift to be used. Now, you may have a good talent that the body of Christ could benefit from. Don't get me wrong. You may have the ability to talk. You may have the ability to communicate with people. You may have the ability to play music and write music. Those things are going to benefit the body of Christ, but they're not gifts. Understand, that is not a gift. That is a talent. So we know we want to bring our talents to God and offer our talents to God, but we have to be careful how much of ourselves we inject in that. Because if we inject too much of ourselves in there, then people are going to be drawn to us. And we don't want to draw. We don't want to put people in that position. We don't want to draw people to ourselves. We don't want people drawn to the way we talk and the way we dress, the way we walk. And, you know, that old sexy preacher style where, you know, the guy is always, how you doing? And, oh, God bless you, honey. And, oh, yes, you're looking so good. I sound like Blackula. I'm tired of these preachers using the pulpit as an opportunity to take advantage of folks, and they just talk normal. How you doing, man? All right. But when they get in the pulpit, yes, and go on down. Sound like a demon. And it is a shame because people are drawn to that. They don't hear what the person is saying. They're crying and emotional. Their heart beating fast. They sweating. Women got to cross their legs. And just, it's just a mess up in that church because people are drawn to the talent of this man. That is not a gift. And you hear people say all the time, oh, he got the gift of preaching. No, being able to get a tune and with the organ and tuning up and put the hand on the side of your face and all that, those are learned behaviors that preachers go home and practice. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with hooping with an organ and that, so please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying know the difference. The gift is the ability to show God and God to use you to bring people into deliverance or bring them to salvation or whatever he would have them do. That's the gift. But the talent part of it is the outward expression where you're expressing yourself. That is talent. That takes practice. These preachers, they get good at it, and a lot of them begin to use it to take advantage of people. Talent, you're drawn by the talent and you're drawn to the person. But a gift, you're drawn by the gift to God. He said that you would be drawn by him. If any man come, he must be drawn by the Spirit of God. God has to draw that person by his Spirit. But when your talent is in the way, when your ability is in the way, when your name is in the way, when you are seeking to be great in the earth, and this is our number one problem in the body of Christ, men that seek to be lifted up and have fans, have people follow them and support them. And it's a shame, even our music industry, even the gospel music, how these gospel artists lift themselves up and people are drawn to them. And I've been preaching it for years, even the holy hip hop thing, how this hip hop is going to draw your young people to these artists and draw your young people to these men, and only to have these men fall into some kind of sexual sin or perverted act and got your children involved with them. And they've got the minds and the hearts of your children as if they are Jay-Z or somebody, and then they just fall. And this is because people are following them as fans. I remember when Tone just came out with this whole thing about him. I've had young people email me and they were saying that, you know, well, I didn't believe in homosexuality until I heard Tone speaking, and now I see God can truly use a homosexual because his gift, when God uses his gift, it don't matter who you are. And they don't even understand we're not talking about a God-given gift, but we're talking about self-made talent. But if you don't know the difference, you'll mix it up and it will cause confusion in the body of Christ. So understand, when the Holy Ghost power comes upon you, he empowers you to operate in his gifts and callings. Then you're chosen by him to do a special work, and you're elected to do a special work, and then you accept his plan. And of course, we know that that is what Matthew 22:14 is saying, for many are called, but few are chosen. It's talking about that special work, that gift that was given unto you by the laying on of hands, that gift to heal, that gift to discern, all those things. Those are operating in the chosen ones. And God, when he gives that to the chosen one, he never repents of giving it, because when that person is chosen, he's chosen because he's gonna do the work till the end. So many are called, many will start out, many will try to do it, but only the chosen ones are gonna finish the work, finish the course. They are the ones that are gonna keep going for Christ and never turn back. And this brings us to a very interesting point, and this is something I grew up never understanding, but I have a good understanding of it now. And of course, when we're talking about Romans 11:29, where Paul said, gifts and callings are without repentance. And of course, most of us that are listening grew up believing that this passage is the license for the crazy musician. We believe that this is the scripture that describes them perfectly. Gifts and callings are without repentance. When a musician, he's good, and we say, oh, he's anointed, and oh, that's a gift. But then he go out and he got babies by all kinds of women everywhere. And then we said, well, gifts and callings are without repentance. And then a person has talent with no substance, and we want to make it a gift. And we say, oh, God, it's a gift. It's just a gift. And it comes without repentance. So even though he can come and tat a church up and split the church in half, he can do all that in the service and then leave out. And there's a warrant out for his arrest. He got his picture up in the post office. He's a licensed sex offender. You gotta hide your children even on the way out of the church. Lock your doors, because he's just a sexual predator. But when he get up and sing, everybody, whoo, he's anointed, and folks crying, and oh, they just can't believe it. And they don't even understand. That is not what that scripture means. That does not mean that he's up with a gift, but it doesn't require his repentance to get. That scripture is not even talking about us. It's talking about Jehovah God. And it's saying that gifts and callings are without repentance, meaning that God never changes. That's all it's saying. God does not change. He will not repent of what he said. In other words, the promise that he gave to Abraham, that he was going to make his seed great in the land, and he was going to bring forth the seed of the woman, which is Jesus, that call or gift of salvation that comes through that, he said he will never repent of it. In other words, he will never change. He will never go back on his promise of salvation. So when you are saved, you don't ever have to worry about God repenting of saving you and changing his mind about your salvation. That's what the scripture is saying. And this is why it's so dangerous for us to lift up our gospel artists as superstars, because when they're lifted up as superstars, they draw people to their ability and not the power of God in operation. Then they become the recipient of the glory and not God. So we can't give them a pass and say, ah, the gift, God gifted them, but it's without repentance. No, that's not a gift at all. That is T-A-L-E-N-T. It is talent. It is an ability. They're able to make music. Has nothing. That's why they can make the music and then go sleep with your daughter or your son outside of their own marriage and not even think twice about it, because it is not a gift of God. It is talent and ability, but it's lifted up by people as a gift, and it draws people to them. This is why we see right now such a cancerous infection in the body of Christ. One gospel artist after another falling into sin and got to put it up on their website. I'm sorry, and y'all forgive me. I've been sleeping with groupies, and I've been doing this, and y'all pray for me. They have to keep doing this. Why? Because they're drawing people to themselves. They're drawing people by their talent and their ability, and it has nothing to do with the gift of God. So you can't say, well, gifts and callings are without repentance, so I'm going to bring them anyway. I had a preacher tell me that. I'm going to bring him anyway. I mean, I know he's homosexual, and I know he's kind of weird looking, but gifts and callings, he got that gift. He got, no. He has talent. He has what Lucifer had, talent. He has what anybody that practices have, talent and ability. That is our rim, not God. So please don't try to use without repentance. For God is talking about the gift and call of salvation, that he will not change his mind about saving you. So understand, when people are lifted up, now understand, when they're lifted up based on their talent and they're given a sin pass saying that, well, because you're so talented, because you're so anointed and gifts and callings are without repentance, then who am I to get in your way? Who am I to hold my daughter back? You can have her. Who am I? I mean, what are we thinking here? That is very dangerous, because it causes that person to be what the word of God calls haughty. Now, understand this word haughty, because when it's used in the scripture, it is actually the Greek word hupselos. And this particular word means conceited, high, lofty, or exalted. So when a person becomes exalted, meaning that even in their own mind, they're accepting the hand claps and the praise of people. They got their picture everywhere, and it's all about who they are. And you see me, see me. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with pictures of people recognizing what you look like and those things, but I'm talking about all these pictures looking sexy and trying to show themselves what the latest fashions and all of this self-worship. They got a fan page on Facebook, and they got a MySpace page where you can chime in and tell everybody how much you like them, and they telling you what they eat for breakfast, and they got you twittering with the tweets all day, and look, I'm at the laundry picking up my clothes, and I'm at the grocery store and I'm looking at some apples, and and they're just tweeting and people just following them. All of this is worship, but it causes a person to be haughty. Now, understand something. When the scripture speaks of being haughty or lofty or conceited, which it is conceit to believe that your talent should draw people to you. Whenever you're looking at your CD sales and your membership of your church and you're believing that that has something to do with what God is doing, you are conceited. And when you're conceited, you are haughty. But understand, when you see a person lifted up in haughtiness, or if you're listening to me now and you feel that spirit coming up on you, turn the hourglass over, because you only have a short time before you fall, because a haughty heart always falls. This is why we must humble ourselves and come before God and say, God, I humble myself before you. I know I am a frail human being. I know I am subject to all kinds of foolishness and different things. This is why I must abide in you. This is why your word must be shown. This is why I can't be lifted up. I can't draw people to me. I can't have people as fans. I cannot have people emotionally connected to me. But people have to be connected to you, God. So this is why we have to deny ourselves, because if we don't, we become haughty. And right after we become haughty and lifted up before the people, guess what happens? We fall. The scripture, Proverbs 16 and 18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 18 and 12 says, before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor, it's humility. So understand, haughtiness and humility are the opposites of each other. Humility is honor before God. Why? Because to come to Christ, you must deny yourself. You must deny yourself so that Christ can have a place in you, so he can be exalted through you. But haughtiness is the spirit of the Antichrist that lifts a man up. And even in Daniel, it tells us that the Antichrist spirit will not even recognize the God of all gods or the God of its fathers. What is it saying by that? It's saying that instead of recognizing how great God is, people will begin to recognize how great you are. And so when talent is lifted up, oh, I hope people are listening right now. When men are lifted up because of their talent and their ability and their cunning ways of preaching and singing, and they got all this stuff going on and people chasing them and people emotionally connected to them, turn the hourglass over, because their time is very short. They will fall, because a haughty spirit is always the warning sign of a pending fall. It's about to happen, as sure as my name is G. Craig Lewis. When a person is lifted up or lifts themselves up and allows people to worship the talent and the ability they have and draws people to themselves emotionally, they are gonna fall. Listen, you become the one the people want when you lift yourself up based on your talent and ability. ability. So in other words, instead of the people wanting God, instead of the people choosing God, instead of being drawn to the salvation and the wonderful holiness lifestyle of God, when you're lifted up based on talent and ability, people want to become one with you and not God. In other words, they want to know who you are. And then the women and the men in the congregations and in your fan base, they become emotionally drawn to you. Then they become sexually drawn to you. And this is why a lot of these preachers and especially a lot of these singers and performers, they keep falling into these sins because sexual things keep chasing after them. These women, these groupies, they in these concerts, they being lifted up and people calling their name. And their pictures are everywhere. When they go backstage, there's a bunch of women back there, or a bunch of men if the man is homosexual, and they ain't back there to get a Bible signed. They back there to get signed on their body somewhere. They back there, they want whatever you got. Why? Because they're not drawn to the Spirit of the Lord. They are drawn to your talent and ability. They're drawn to you. And this is dangerous, because now you're in a position where people want you and not the God in you. But the scripture that I'm talking about, Romans 11 and 29, that is so far from this. Please, people, stop using that scripture out of context. Gifts and callings are without repentance. That is not what that means. These people that are lifted up with talent and ability, it's not even talking about that. These are people that just have talents. They've practiced. They've gotten good, whether they're a rapper, whether they're a singer, whether they're a preacher. They've gotten good at their style, and they've drawn people to themselves, and because people are drawn to them emotionally, people become drawn to them sexually, then they become perverted, they fall, and it's only because they drew people to themselves and did not use the gift of God to draw people to God. Now, understand something, and then I'm going to try to bring this to a close, because I'm running out of time. When I talk about gifts and callings being without repentance, it just really means that God never repents of giving his gifts and callings to man. He will never go back on his word. He'll never change. He will never repent of the promise to Abraham and gifting us with Abraham's and being a part of his seed and grafting us in, those of us that are Gentiles, making us the true Jews. He'll never repent of that. He'll never repent of what he's done by giving his son to us to save us from our sins. But listen, we must believe on him to be saved and partake of this gift and calling of Abraham's seed and this gift and calling of salvation. So we must partake of it and accept it through salvation. So this is not eternal security. I am not preaching eternal security. We still have to accept it, because to me, eternal security is a hop, skip, and a jump away from inclusion. Because basically, they're saying that if you've ever accepted Christ any time in your life, it really doesn't matter what you do from that point on. That is just the gospel of inclusion, what Carlton Pearson has been preaching. It's the same thing. And we understand, no, you have to accept his truth because of dominion. Because of our dominion in the earth, we have the ability to deny his truth. Even after we say we accept it, we can still deny it, because the Bible tells us that if we ever deny it, we never really accepted it. That's what the scripture tells us. So true acceptance of it will endure to the end. I'm not saying you won't make mistakes. I'm not saying you won't fall. I'm not saying you won't backslide and fall into something. But what I'm saying is you will make it to the end if you truly have accepted him. But if you haven't truly accepted him, then you are not eternally secure. I don't care what you said on the altar. I don't care what formula. You can say Romans 10 and 9 all your life, but if you haven't truly accepted him into your heart, then you will die in your sin. What you've accepted is key to being in. Once you come to full knowledge of what you have, you can make a decision on whether or not it's what you wanted all along. You understand? At that point, your decision is informed and validated. So you can be 5 or 6 years old and go up to the altar and accept him. You can be 10 or 15 or 20 years old, go up and accept him. But by the time you're 30 and you're more knowledgeable and you understand what you did, and you say, you know what? I don't really want God. I kind of want Allah now. I understand where Allah is, and I'm going to accept Allah. Then you never were saved in the beginning, because now your decision is informed. Now you know what you're doing. And so you're going to be judged by what you're doing now. This is why it's so dangerous for us to preach eternal security. But understand, eternal security, all these things, this does not guarantee you a pass into heaven because gifts and callings are without repentance. No, it's just saying God will never change. He'll never go back on salvation. So once he's yours, he will never leave you nor forsake you. You can leave him, you can forsake him, but he will never leave or forsake you. Gifts and callings of God to salvation are without repentance. He'll never repent of it. He'll never change. It's guaranteed by him. So please stop trying to apply this to the foolish musician that's gone crazy in the church, and the singers and performers that's homosexual, and we want to give them a spiritual pass even though they gay and nasty. We want to say, well, you all right, because gifts and callings without repentance, they can still come in the church and tear it up. I heard Juanita Bonham saying that one time, and I thought that was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard anybody say, and she's real good at doing that. But she was talking about one of her relatives and saying that she's out on crack and she's filled with the devil and full of crack and whiskey, but she'll just walk in the church drunk and full of whiskey, lay hands on folks and start knocking them out under the power of God, then turn around and walk right out the church full of whiskey. Nope, no, you better check that. She's probably knocking them out, because if she's out on the street with crack and whiskey, ain't no telling what she smells like. But that is not the gift of God. That is not the anointing of God. Gifts and callings without repentance does not mean that. Now, am I saying somebody can't operate in gifts and callings and they may be in sin or may have fallen or may have done something wrong? No, I'm not saying that. We are all in the flesh. We are all fleshly beings. So, yeah, people will make mistakes. People will fall into sin. Different things will happen. I'm not saying that that won't happen. What I'm saying is we don't give talents and abilities a pass just because somebody can lay hands on somebody and knock them out. That don't mean that's God. Folks fall out on their own will sometimes. That doesn't mean it's God. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of folks falling out anyway. I think folks should be sober and up. Whenever somebody fall out, I make them get up. Get up. Get up. You need to hear what I'm saying. You need to understand what's going on in your life. You need to understand how this really works. And so I'm not saying that people can't have issues and different things and still operate in the things of God. If that would be the case, we wouldn't have nobody working for Jesus. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that talents and abilities should not be mistaken for the gifts of God. And we don't give people a sin pass just because they have talent and ability. I hope you have enjoyed this message today, and we will continue next week. But I just want you to understand, pastors and leaders and those in position to lead, be careful that you do not mistake talents for gifts and vice versa, because you will end up making a decision that could potentially hurt your ministry, hurt your ability to do ministry for God, if you consider what somebody has a gift and it's only talent. There is a difference. We must know the difference so the devil cannot bamboozle us and fool us and get us on the wrong track. We need to know the difference. So understand, the gifts of God come to edify the body and the people of God, and talents can partake in that edification, but talents are of our realm. Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this message. Father, there are many out there. God, they grew up being told that their ability and their talent was a gift. They grew up being told that their singing was a gift from you, and their ability to make music, their ability to preach in a certain style was a gift. Please, Lord God, bless them and open their eyes so they can see and know the difference between what is natural and what is spiritual, so they won't get caught up in these traps, God, that come to trap us, and people lifting them up, and Father God, people following them, and them having fan bases of people, and people's emotions and people's sexuality and mentality is geared to them and focused on them. Father God, I pray right now that these singers and performers, that they would go back into their prayer closets and get before you, God, so they will understand and know what is their gift and what is a talent. And God, they'll offer their talent up to you as a gift, Father God, so that your spiritual gift can work through them. God, I pray, Father, that you would do that for your people in this hour, so that we will not be children of the dark, but we will be children of the light and understand how you work. In Jesus' name. We'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.